Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. This morning we're going to talk about when do you spay and neuter. So this is a big controversy. If you get on the internet, you'll see all kinds of crazy things. I'll tell you a quick story before we start. I graduated from veterinary school in 1970. During the 1950s, we did early spay neutering. By the time I was a senior in veterinary school, they had found out that it wasn't a good idea, and we were told, don't do any early spay neutering. So I have never done any early spay neutering, and my patients get along just fine that way. We are repeating history. Now we're teaching early spay neutering again, and in probably another 15 years, they'll tell you don't do that anymore. I'm going to give you my thoughts, and you may hear other thoughts from your veterinarian depending on his age, okay? When do you spay? I recommend you wait dogs and cats both until after they've had a heat period. And the reason that I have you wait that long is because it's the only way that we can be really sure that you're dealing with an animal that is sexually mature. You want to make sure they're sexually mature for a couple of reasons, in my opinion. One is that there's less chance of them developing osteoporosis because they have the hormones in their system long enough that it keeps that at bay. The other thing is that dogs and cats get older, dogs particularly, they have a tendency to leak urine when they sleep. It's kind of like some old people, maybe. At any rate, we'll let that go for now. Leaking urine is one of those things that is hormonally controlled. So if you cut the hormones out as quickly as 8 weeks or 10 weeks or 15 weeks, whatever they're doing nowadays, I think you damage that part of their anatomy. So why do you want to spay an animal in the first place or neuter them? Spaying, no more heats, okay? No puppies or kittens. Spay and neuter both. And in dogs particularly, we have a condition called pyometra. It's a big fancy word that means they get pus in their uterus. They come into heat at an old age. They lick themselves to keep themselves clean during that time. They implant a bacteria into the vulva and it ascends into the uterus. The cervix then closes and we have a nice closed system that is full of pus. I have taken as much as 10% of a dog's body weight out as a gigantuous pus-filled uterus. And believe me, those are ones I do not like to do. What are the concerns with doing them too early? Well, I think that the humane societies and the shelters are pushing this because of pet population. I agree we need to control pet population, but I've had puppies in my office as young as 8 weeks that have been neutered and as young as 6 weeks that have been spayed. I just simply think that is wrong to do. There's something that just doesn't fit there. If you adopt a pet out of a pound or a shelter in the state of Iowa, they have to be neutered and spayed. That's a law. It's not a rule. It's not their request. It's a law. So when you adopt one out of a shelter or out of a pound in the state of Iowa, make arrangements to have them spayed or neutered. What about neutering? When you neuter a cat, usually it stops them spraying. Notice I said usually because occasionally that doesn't happen. The other thing that happens with cats when you neuter them is if you don't watch them, they automatically become fat and lazy. Don't ask me exactly why that happens, but I can tell you it's pretty much true. Dogs, one of the nice things about neutering your dog is that he will never have prostate problems. Prostate problems in the dog are generated by testosterone, and if you take away the testicles, you take away the majority of their testosterone, and as a result, they do not have prostate problems. The other thing about dogs is if you neuter them at an early enough age before they start prowling the countryside and looking for all of the females that are in heat, they'll stay at home better. Now, if you have an older dog, let's say he's 3 years old, he's in the country, he's used to going to all of the neighbors and knowing where all of the females are coming into heat and about what time, if you neuter him, he'll still go. The only difference is he'll come home empty-handed. He won't come home with any dependent children on the deal. So, my opinion, let's wait till the females go through a heat period. The males, we like to have them 8 or 9 months of age. That lets them get their musculature. They can be as big and strong as we're going to get, whether you neuter them or not. And I believe that that's the time to do it. So, any questions, give me a call at 243-2121, the Atlantic Animal Health Center in Atlantic, Iowa.